الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Views of Madani Channel. Welcome back once again to our silsila, All You Who Believe. In this silsila, we take a look at those verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called out to the believers with a beautiful address, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All You Who Believe. And we look to see what lessons these blessed verses of the Quran hold for us. In particular, in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically addresses the believers, teaching us those things which if we adopt will strengthen our iman, and sometimes things which we must refrain from in order to perfect our iman. Today inshaAllah we'll be looking at a verse of the Holy Quran beginning with these beautiful words, and inshaAllah in the light of this verse we'll be taking some pearls of wisdom from the words of the scholars from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Before moving on to today's verse and today's topic, a virtue and blessing of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting Salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam once said, whoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla showers 10 blessings upon that person. And whoever recites Durood Sharif 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 100 blessings upon that person. And whoever recites Durood Sharif 100 times, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal would inscribe between his two eyes that that person is free from hypocrisy, free from the fire of hell, and on the Day of Judgment, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will place him with the martyrs, with the shuhada. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه بارك وسلم. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of the universe, says, addressing the believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ O you who believe, fear Allah and seek a means towards Him and strive in His path so that you would be successful. In this beautiful verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and orders them to fear Him, to be conscious of Him, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having taqwa of Allah, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching everything we do, this is something that we've discussed in previous episodes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very same verse says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Seek a means, seek a wasila towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the tafsir of this verse, the scholars say that taqwa in this particular verse means acting upon fara'id and wajibat. Piety, fear of Allah, protecting oneself from sin. Here, what is meant by this is fulfilling the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon a person. So, O you who believe, fear Allah, protect yourself from punishment, by acting upon and fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by fulfilling those actions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard and wajib upon us, obligatory and compulsory upon us. وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ And seek a means, a wasila towards Him. In the tafsir, the scholars say that wasila is defined as something which is a means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that leads a person to getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is termed wasila. So what is wasila? This is the definition. What are some things which bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Love for the Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim salatu wasalam. Love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for the awliya. Love for the pious people. Giving charity. The company of pious people. Making dua in abundance. Making dhikr in abundance. These are all things which the scholars of tafsir, the mufassirun, they mention as meanings or examples of wasila, examples of things which get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this beautiful verse, we learn that wasila, the taking the means or mediation of pious people, of awliya, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anbiya, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, in particular, Sayyidul Anbiya, the leader of all messengers, Imamul Anbiya, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taking the wasila is perfectly permissible. And in fact, is being recommended in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this wasila, this mediation, seeking a means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is something that was practiced even by Abu al-Bashar, the father of all of mankind, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first human being. It's mentioned in the Mustadrak of Imam al-Hakim, which is a collection of hadith. He narrates with his chain of narration on the authority of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمَّا اقْتَرَفَ آدَمُ الْخَطِيئَةَ قَالَ يَا رَبِّي أَسْأَلُكَ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam made the misjudgment that occurred from him, and he sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continued seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, to the extent that one day he said, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, أَسْأَلُكَ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ. I ask you to forgive me for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith continues, فَقَالَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Adamu, O Adam, وَكَيْفَ عَرَفْتَ مُحَمَّدًا. How do you know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not yet come into the world. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was the first of mankind, the first human being to be created. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam existed in the form of Nur, but he had not yet come into the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, you are asking me to forgive you by the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but how do you know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? Qala, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam replied and said, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, لِأَنَّكَ لَمَّا خَلَقْتَنِي بِيَدِكَ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيَّ مِنْ رُوحِكَ رَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam said, O my Lord, I know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, because when you created me with your power, and when you gave me the spirit, when you gave me the soul, رَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي, I raised my head, I lifted my head, I elevated my head. فَرَأَيْتُ عَلَىٰ قَوَائِمِ الْعَرْشِ. And I saw upon the pillars of the throne, the arsh, مَكْتُوبًا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That there is no deity, no being worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. I saw these beautiful words written on the arsh, on the divine throne. فَعَلِمْتُ. So when I saw this, I knew, أَنَّكَ لَمْ تُضِفْ إِلَى اسْمِكَ إِلَّا أَحَبَّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيْكَ. When I saw this statement, and I saw that this name Muhammad was next to your name, Ya Allah, I knew that you would not put anybody else's name next to your name other than the individual who is the most beloved of all creation to you. So based on this, Adam alayhi salam said, and Ya Allah, from this I realized that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever he is, must be the most beloved of creation to you. And that is why you have placed his blessed name next to your name. So Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, فَقَالَ اللَّهُ Allah said, صَدَقْتَ يَا آدَمُ O Adam, you have spoken the truth. إِنَّهُ لَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيَّ Indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most beloved of all creation to me. And you have made dua by the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the wasila, with the means of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ I have forgiven you. And وَلَوْ لَا مُحَمَّدٌ مَا خَلَقْتُكَ If it was not for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Adam, I would not have even created you. Subhanallah. From this beautiful hadith, we learn that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the reason for all of creation. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the cause of creation. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the essence of creation. Because of him being created, everything else came into existence. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے تو جہان ہے It's because of the beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that everything else came into existence. When the beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was not in existence, nothing else was in existence other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came into existence, for his sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, created Sayyidina Adam عليه السلام. And also we learn from this particular narration that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, to have his forgiveness accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used the wasila, the intermediation, the means of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. This is a prophet of Allah, Abu al-Bashr, the father of all mankind. He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Such clear proof and clear evidence that asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using wasila, using a means of closeness to him, is perfectly permissible and is in fact the practice of the Prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Moving on, we look further into the ahadith, the prophetic traditions, we find other narrations which teach us about the importance of wasila and how especially the wasila of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in the Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi and also in the Sunan of Imam Ibn Majah, a narration in which Sayyiduna Uthman bin Hunayf radiyallahu anhu, he reports that once a blind companion came to the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm blind. Please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to restore my eyesight, for my eyesight to become cured. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said, If you wish, I can make dua for you. Or if you wish, you can remain patient. You can have sabr. The companion, radiyallahu anhu, he then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please make dua for me. So the beloved Prophet ﷺ then instructed him, perform wudu and perform your wudu properly, perfectly. Then go and perform two rak'at of nafl salah, two cycles of voluntary prayer, and then perform the following dua. What are the words of that blessed dua? Remember, this dua is being taught to the sahabi by none other than the beloved Prophet ﷺ himself. The words of that dua are narrated in the hadith. They are as follows. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawassalu wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyyir rahma. Ya Rasulullah, inni tawajjahtu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi lituqda li Allahumma fashaffi'hu fiyya. The translation of this dua is as follows. And remember, these words are being taught by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Oh Allah, I ask you. Wa atawassalu wa atawajjahu ilayka. And I seek a means towards you. I seek a wasila towards you. And I turn my attention towards you. Bi nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyyir rahma. Through the means, through the wasila of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Mercy. And then, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Now here in the actual hadith, the word after Ya is the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad. But we know from the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the scholars of Islam that when calling out to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not permissible for us as ummatis to call out to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with his name. So we must call to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with his titles. So Ya Rasulullah, this is still a part of that dua taught to that blind man by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would perform 2 rakats of nafil. After those 2 rakats of nafil, he would make dua, Ya Allah, O Allah, I ask of you, I seek intermediation towards you, I turn my focus towards you, through the sake of your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger, the Prophet of mercy. And then he would say, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Inni tawajjahtu bika ila Rabbi. O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I turn to my Lord through your means. في حاجتي هذه, in this need of mine, لتقضى لي, so that my need can be fulfilled. اللهم فشفعه فيها, O my Lord, accept the intercession, accept the intermediation, accept the shafa'ah and the wasila of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my favor. Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu stated, he says that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught these words, this dua, to that blind sahabi, and he went away, he performed those 2 rakats of nafil. The narrator Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu says that wallahi, by Allah, I swear by Allah, we had not yet departed and we were still engaged in talking in that same gathering when that person came back towards us after having acted upon the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came back in the state that he was seeing, his eyesight has been restored as if he had never even been blind in the first place. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful hadith, such a beautiful incident from the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and such a clear proof again, a clear evidence for the permissibility and the recommended nature of the wasila, the intermediation of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now somebody may ask the question that this was whilst the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was physically present in this world, before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam veiled himself from our eyes, before the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to rest in his blessed garden in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Somebody might ask, this was whilst the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was amongst the Sahaba kiram. What about afterwards? After the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam veiled himself from this world, did the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan still continue to seek the wasila of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Did the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, the blessed companions, continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The answer is a resounding yes. In fact, in the hadith of Imam Tabarani, in his Al-Mu'jam al-Saghir, he mentions that Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, the same narrator of the hadith that we've just heard, the hadith of the blind man, that same sahabi, the same narrator, he says that during the khilafah, during the leadership of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is the third khalifa of Islam. So this is many years after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had veiled himself from this world. A man would repeatedly visit Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu concerning something that he needed. But Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu paid no attention to him and was unable to fulfill his need due to busyness, due to being occupied with state affairs. So this man, after trying to have his need fulfilled by Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he met Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu. So these two Uthmans are different. Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith, and Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, he is the khalifa of the time. So the man who tried to keep going to Sayyidina Uthman, the khalifa of the time, he was unsuccessful. So he met Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, the narrator of the hadith, and he complained to him about the matter. Because Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu was a sahabi who was learned, he had knowledge, this man came to Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu and told him of his problem. I'm facing this issue, I need the Khalifa to fulfill my problem, to address my issue. So how can I go about this? How can I go about the fulfillment of my need? Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, he said to him, go and perform ablution, perform wudu, come to the masjid, perform 2 rak'at of salah, perform 2 cycles of prayer, and then make this dua which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to his sahabi. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawassalu wa atawajjahu ilayka li nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyyir rahmah. Ya Rasulullah, inni tawajjahtu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi li tuqda li, Allahumma fashaffi'hu fiyya. Oh Allah, I ask you and I seek intermediation towards you, wasila towards you. I turn my focus towards you through the means of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of mercy. Ya Rasulullah, I turn towards my Lord through your means regarding this need of mine, so that my need is fulfilled. Oh my Lord, accept the intercession of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my favor. Make dua with these words, mention your need, and then come with me so I can take you to the Khalifa. So Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, he taught this man the exact same dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught that blind sahabi. And that person went and made that dua. So the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan continued to teach us dua, which is seeking the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, even calling out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using ya, using the harf of nida, calling out to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. So this man, he left and he did as he was told, did as instructed. And after this, he went with Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu to the Khalifa. And this time he was successful in expressing his need to the Khalifa Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. When he mentioned the need to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu immediately accomplished that need for him. Immediately fulfilled his problem. Immediately solved his problem. So now, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said to him, whenever you need something in the future, just mention it to me, and I will fulfill your need straight away. I'll fulfill your need immediately. So the man then departed, and along the way, he said to Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, may Allah Azza wa Jal reward you. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa, he fulfilled my need straight away. And why was this? He thought, the man who had this issue, he thought that Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu had spoke about his case to Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, the Khalifa of the time. But in actual fact, Sayyidina Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu revealed the fact that he had not spoken to Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, the Khalifa radiallahu anhuma, at all. And in fact, he said that this is not any of my doing, it's not because I spoke to Sayyidina Uthman, the Khalifa, but rather it is because of the blessings of this dua and the blessings of the wasila of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your need was fulfilled. Subhanallah. From this narration we learn the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, they continue to teach and continue to practice seeking the wasila, the means of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and calling out to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam even after he had physically veiled himself from this world. And in Dalail al-Nubuwa of Imam al-Bayhaqi, there is another beautiful narration in which we learn about the permissibility of wasila even after the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has veiled himself from this world. He mentions that the people were afflicted by a severe drought. And this drought occurred in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. The hadith says, فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَىٰ قَبْرِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. A man came to the blessed grave, the blessed resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, استسقِ اللَّهَ لِأُمَّتِكَ فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ هَلَكُوا. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain for your ummah. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ هَلَكُوا. For indeed, they are perishing. They are being destroyed. So this man, after going to the blessed resting place, the blessed tomb of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and calling out to him, Ya Rasulullah, again using Ya, calling out to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for help, seeking his wasila. He mentions, فَآتَاهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْمَنَامِ. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came to him in his dream. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet ﷺ came to his assistance. فریاد امتی جو کرے حال زار میں ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بشر کو خبر نہ ہو. Whenever anybody calls out in distress to the beloved Prophet ﷺ, it's not possible that the beloved Prophet ﷺ won't come to his aid. So the beloved Prophet ﷺ, the helper of the distressed, the remover of calamity, came to his assistance, came to him in his dream, and said to him, go to Umar radiallahu anhu and give him my salam. وَأَخْبِرْهُ أَنَّكُمْ مُسْقَوْنَ and inform him that indeed the people will be given rain and the drought and the famine will finish. Subhanallah. The narration states that then the man went to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and passed on the message of the Prophet ﷺ to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. The point to note here is that that individual in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in the time of the Sahaba, he went to the blessed resting place of the Prophet ﷺ and ask the Prophet ﷺ for help. Ask the Prophet ﷺ to request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send rain for the Ummah. And the beloved Prophet ﷺ fulfilled that request, fulfilled that need. And then when this was reported to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did not reject this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did not forbid this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did not say that this is not permissible. Rather, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, upon being told about this message from the beloved Prophet ﷺ, he did not make any negative remarks. He did not stop anybody from seeking the wasila of the beloved Prophet ﷺ. In fact, it was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu himself who would say that kunna natawassalu, we used to seek wasila by means of the beloved Prophet ﷺ on multiple occasions, continuously. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu himself was somebody who would practice wasila. And he mentions in the Sunan of Imam Darimi, another collection of hadith, that once the people of Medina were in the grip of a severe famine. There was a severe drought in the city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. So the people, they went and they complained of this drought and this famine to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. فقالت, she said to them, انظروا قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاجعلوا منه كوا إلى السماء حتى لا يكون بينه وبين السماء سقف. She said, O people, you have been afflicted by this drought and this famine. The solution to your problem is that you go to the blessed resting place of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the room which houses the blessed resting place of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, make a hole in the roof of that particular room. When you make a hole in the roof of that room, now there will be nothing in the way between the sky and the blessed tomb of the Prophet ﷺ. So there will be a direct connection between the blessed tomb, the blessed grave of the beloved Prophet ﷺ and the sky. And this will be the means of rain being sent down to you. This will be the wasila, the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solving your problem and sending rain to you and finishing the drought. The narration states, فَفَعْلُوا, the people did this. And then the rain came down upon them to the extent that grass sprung up everywhere. The grass began to grow. And the camels began to eat. And the camels had grown so fat, the camels became so healthy, that it seemed that they would burst because of how healthy they became. And that year was named the year of greenery and the year of abundance. Subhanallah. Because of the wasila of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, the wasila of the blessed grave of the Prophet ﷺ, the people of Medina, upon the advice of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were blessed with rain, they were blessed with their problem, their calamity being removed, the famine ending, and they were blessed with such a beautiful year, such a wonderful year of harvest and of success and of happiness and fertility, that that year was named as the year of greenery and the year of abundance. Subhanallah. Views of Madani Channel. Another narration which teaches us about the permissibility and the recommended nature of wasila. And in the Holy Quran, as we mentioned at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called out to the believers and said, O you who believe, fear Allah and seek a means of closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek a wasila towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not the only verse which teaches us about the concept of wasila, the concept of tawassul, the concept of seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the pious, through the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. It's mentioned in Surah An-Nisa in verse 64. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if when the people had wronged themselves, they come to you, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And after coming to you, they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they ask the messenger to seek forgiveness on their behalf. Then لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will certainly find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most accepting of repentance and the most merciful. Subhanallah. This verse, the scholars say, is a direct order to seek the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this verse is mutlaq, is general, is unrestricted. There's no restrictions with this. Those who wrong themselves, those who commit sins, those who are unjust to themselves by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who want to then seek the forgiveness of their sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse has mentioned three things which they must do, three steps after which they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most accepting of repentance and the most merciful. So to be successful in achieving forgiveness, they must take these three steps. Number one, and they must come to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, they must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Number three, the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam should ask Allah azza wa jal to forgive them. And then they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most merciful and the most accepting of repentance. Subhanallah. This verse teaches us the cure of our sins. This verse teaches us the way of having our repentance accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars mention that if somebody cannot go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody is unable to go to the blessed city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara and present himself in the blessed court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to ask for forgiveness on his behalf, ask the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to request Allah azza wa jal to forgive the sins of that ummati, then that person, wherever he is in the world, should imagine the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, should reflect and bring the memory of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam into his mind. And that person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his sins. And that person should request in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam to request Allah azza wa jal to accept the repentance of that servant, of that ummati. And then the scholars say that that person, because of the wasila of the Prophet alayhi wasalam, will have his acceptance, will have his forgiveness accepted. And in the tafsir of this verse, many scholars in authentic tafsir, including the tafsir of Imam Al-Qurtubi, they mention the following tradition, the following narration, that the narrator by the name of Utbi, once he was sitting beside the blessed tomb, the blessed resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Bedouin came. And when that Bedouin came, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called out to the beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam and said, Assalamu alayka, peace be upon you. And remember, the beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam at this point had veiled himself from this world. This Bedouin, this person from the desert, he came in the court of the beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam and he recited the verse of the Quran. He said that we have heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran saying, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. If, when they have wronged themselves, when they have committed injustice against themselves by committing sins, they come to you, O beloved, and they ask Allah for forgiveness, and the messenger seeks forgiveness from Allah on their behalf, then they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the most accepting of repentance and the most merciful. The Bedouin came to the blessed grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, recited this verse and then said, وَقَدْ جِئْتُكَ مُسْتَغْفِرًا لِذَنْبِي. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come to you in the state that I am seeking forgiveness for my sins. مستشفياً بك إلى ربي. In the state that I am seeking your intercession, I am seeking your shafa'ah, your wasila, your mediation towards my Lord. ثم أنشأ يقول. Then he began to recite poetry in honor of the beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. Subhanallah. He said, oh, the most exalted, the most noble amongst all those who have been laid to rest in this ground, who have improved the worth of all of these hills and all of this land. May my life be sacrificed for this blessed grave in which you are resting, which has been made radiant by you, and this blessed resting place, this blessed grave in which there is mercy, forgiveness, chastity, and generosity. Subhanallah. After reciting these couplets of poetry in honor of the beloved Prophet alayhi salam, weeping for the forgiveness of his sins, the person turned away. He went away, and then he mentions that after that person had presented himself in the court of the Prophet alayhi salam in this way and asked the beloved Prophet alayhi salam for his intercession, the narrator states that I fell asleep there in the court of the Prophet alayhi salam beside the blessed tomb of the Prophet alayhi salam. And what did he see? The eyes, his physical eyes went to sleep, but the eyes of his heart awoke. The eyes of his destiny awoke. He says, فَرَعَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I saw the beloved Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in my dream. فَقَالَ. And he said, O Utbi, go and meet that Arabi. Go and meet that Bedouin. فَبَشِّرْهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَهُ بِشَفَاعَتِي. And go and give him the glad tidings that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him for the sake of my intercession, for the sake of my wasila. Subhanallah. Another beautiful incident which tells us about the blessed nature and the recommended nature and the beloved nature of the wasila, the means of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, it is our beloved Prophet alayhi salam who is ahabbul khalqi ilallah, who is the most beloved of all creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this most beloved of all creation is remembered and his wasila is presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the pleas of his servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of his servants. In today's episode, Views of Madini Channel, we discussed this particular verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 35, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the believers and says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. O you who believe, fear Allah, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, and seek a means of closeness towards him. And we've discussed how the scholars of Islam, the scholars of Hadith, the scholars of Tafsir have mentioned many narrations in which it mentions how the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhi wa ridwan themselves would seek the wasila, the shafa'ah, the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they would do so whilst the beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam was physically amongst them. How they would continue to do so even after the beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam had veiled himself from this world. And not only would they do it themselves, they would teach the wasila, they would teach the concept of tawassul, the concept of seeking the wasila and the means of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam to the next generation of Muslims. How even the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even Abu al-Bashr, the father of all of mankind, Sayyidina Adam alayhi sallam, how even he took the wasila of the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam as a means of being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Views of Madini Channel, whenever we have any need, whenever we are faced with any difficulty, we should also raise our hands in the court of our merciful Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill our needs, to forgive our sins, to remove our difficulties for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of his most beloved messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. If we do so, we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have hope in the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his beloved alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject our du'as. The views of Madini Channel. Keep watching Madini Channel so we can learn more about our beliefs, about our practices, about the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. Keep affiliated to the beautiful Madini environment of Dawat Islami so we can learn more about such beautiful things. Keep watching Madini Channel. Attend the weekly ijtima'at of Dawat Islami in your area. Travel in the Madini qafilas of Dawat Islami. InshaAllah, you will see that not only will your knowledge of Islam increase, not only will your knowledge of Islam increase, not only will your knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah and the teachings of Islam increase, but also your enthusiasm to practically implement the teachings of Islam will also increase. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us the ability to seek nearness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم